Fina Te Few joins us from Kaitaia's Tahu Museum. They hit the news through the week for, well, what could be seen as the wrong reasons, because there was a theft of a priceless taonga, which subsequently has been returned. And I guess we've got to thank social media for that. But even so, it is concerning that taonga could be tahoed by irresponsible people. And obviously that will force the museum to now increase security. Thanks to you for joining us, Fina. It's great to have you with us from Tahu Museum in Kaitaia. Fina Te Few. Ko te o tēnei, Fina. Welcome to Wātea. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale, and ngā mihi nui kia koe, kia kaitai to all your listeners on Radio Wātea. Yeah, it's been a pretty shocking couple of weeks around. You never expect something like this to happen when you're taking care, being a kaitiaki of taonga in your region. So it was shocking. But I suppose what we can say about it is we have to up the ante with security, unfortunately, and consider, well, you know, the way that we display our taonga, because we do have a lot of taonga that is out that aren't behind display cases. And now, unfortunately, we have to consider, well, are we displaying them in the right way? Do we have enough security? How's our lighting? Do we have enough cameras? And so, yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for the last 2 weeks, but we're finally settling down to business as usual.
Tēnā koe. Any idea who took it? Sis, was it one of our people or a traveller who didn't realise the cultural significance? It was a small core, a digging implement that was taken. It has been returned. Social media helped to find it again too, but any idea who took it?
No. It was handed back anonymously. We do know it was unfortunately someone local who lives in Kaitaia. We know from the person, the third party who returned it, that the family was very distressed and were very sorry that it happened, and they just wanted it returned. So, hey, Facebook, it has its pros and cons, but I put the post out in the morning, and then it returned probably in 4 or 5 hours of that post going up. So, yeah, definitely thankful for it.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Is this common? I mean, there are plenty of our taonga on display in museums across the country, Fina. And to be honest, I haven't heard often of taonga being nicked from museums, but maybe it's more commonplace than we realise. What's the situation across the country? Does this happen often?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen often at all. You usually hear about it because the museum or the institution will plead to the public to ask for their help and assistance to return the taonga back to the institution. I will say that, you know, Waitangi, they had a similar incident with a theft last year. And so, I contacted Chanel and we started to do things different then because we didn't know if this was going to be something we're going to see more often because people are getting desperate or whatever the reason may be, and then it's happened here with us. So unfortunately, you know, I hope it's not a trend. I hope it's not something that will happen, but we can't be sure. We can't be sure. We don't know.
Tēnā koe. There is some resentment that exists in Māori communities that taonga from their people housed in museums, and there might be some who'd say, hey, that should be at our place rather than that place. Was there any of that that you're aware of? Could you tell us about the provenance of the piece that was taken, where it comes from?
The provenance, you know, it's a very humble taonga. It's a core, which is a digging implement. This one was particularly used for kumara gardens. But the provenance is that it was dated, when it was found, it was dated around 140, 160 years. So it's quite far back, you know, around the signing of the treaty. And it was discovered while the person, the farmer, was digging. And so as soon as they found it, they brought it into the museum. And then, so that's the provenance. It was found, discovered in Kaitaia, and then it was brought into the museum. Yeah, I understand that's a whakaaro or a thought for a lot of whānau, hapū and iwi. I've heard that from whānau, hapū and iwi. But the museum here at Te Ahu was really established 55 years ago by the whole community, which meant Māori were involved in the fundraising, gifting of taonga. A good example is the Yates whānau from Far North. They've gifted a lot of whānau heirlooms. And even when we moved to the site at Te Ahu, a whole land parcel was gifted by Te Rarawa. So really I think there is a lot of people in our community that don't know that about our history, that our taonga have all been donated and gifted. There's nothing that I know in our collections that have the provenance of been taken or stolen or misappropriated from places such as Wāhi Tapu or sacred burial grounds, as far as I know. So, yeah, I understand that there is that thought, but that's not really the history of Te Ahu or this museum.
Well, look, I know it's not for the best of reasons, but I'm pleased that people across the country are talking about Te Ahu, and I'm sure that there are many beautiful taonga, having not visited the museum or whare taonga myself. Perhaps many will be inclined to do so going forward. And it's great to know that you're there too, I must say, Whina, because I'm not quite sure how many Māori curators we've got in the museum sector, but it's good to know that you're running the show up there. And obviously, you've got some power on Facebook because 4 or 5 hours later, it came back. Don't mess with Whina.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't many. I mean, there is a few curator Māori, but there are not many managers or directors of museums in the country, as far as I know. It's a bit lonely, I have to say. But hey, this is a small, you know, really in the history of this museum, this is just a blip. It's an incident. We've got some really awesome programs and projects working with iwi. Te Rarawa is a good example. We're just supporting them in their digitising of their archives at the moment. We've worked with Te Papa and National Library to bring conservation workshops to 6 marae in the region. Even though we're in Kaitaia, we do try and go out into the far north as much as possible, bringing all these experts into our region, but also, you know, hoping that our community, I know our community loves this museum. And yeah, I've been here for 6 years, and it's been wonderful. Yeah, So I'm looking forward to welcoming everyone who, who hears this, who, who's seen the post or seen the media, and come and look at our museum. It's small, but it's definitely a taonga, and it has a lot of great stories in it.
Great to talk with you, sister. Thanks very much, and all the best going forward. Let's hope that something like this doesn't occur again. But if it does, we know that you and your trusty Facebook posts will get it back al pronto. Good talking with you. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Whina.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, Pip.
Ngā mihi tohine. Whina Te Whiu, who is the curator at